This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia. You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Michael James, John P. Winter, and Chris, so you're joining me for another evening.
Good evening.
Hello there.
You ruined me. You have tuned into an excellent show tonight. It is one of our most controversial shows of the year. For the first time, we are speaking to John P. Winter's bully live on air. John, we're speaking to your bully.
That's right.
You're a little nervous, John, aren't you?
You know I am, Michael.
Why? You're very fidgety tonight, John.
Well,
you're still pushing all the right buttons.
Yes. I am pushing all the right buttons, but I am a little bit nervous. This is a confronting, real show for me this evening. So I am like a little bit scared.
We will go into a little bit more detail. So before we speak to your bully tonight, we are going to be speaking to you, John, about a bit of the backstory to what happened. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But we are looking at bullying within the LGBTI community tonight. So we're going to go a little bit more detail. And a few facts I'm going to read out to you guys. According to the University of Western Sydney, researchers in the Growing Up Queer Report, as many as 66% of LGBT young people said they were verbally abused because of their sexuality, while 18% had experienced physical violence. Report also showed that 16% of respondents had attempted suicide, while 33% had harmed themselves as a result of bullying. Now, guys, they're big numbers. They're big statistics. What are your thoughts on those numbers?
It just makes me really upset
that
things are that bad. And I don't feel that enough's being done.
Do you, before tonight, did you realise it was that bad?
I didn't realise it was that bad. Oh, statistic-wise, I knew that it was bad, but I didn't think it was that bad. Those numbers, they're really alarming.
I mean, 33% had actually harmed themselves as a result to high school bullying.
Yeah.
That's almost half of the people surveyed.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I'm sorry, there's no other word for it. It's upsetting, it's disgusting, and there's not enough being done. And it's very upsetting.
John, do you agree?
Yeah, look, I think the statistics are pretty shocking, but what we really need to focus on is not just, after the fact it's happened, like all the resources and stuff out there to support people, which is a great thing, but also looking at the causes. What is the underlying cause for all of this bullying?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think.
Do you think that, you know, schools can do more, Chris? In regards to the bullying issue?
Definitely. I know that growing up, you would either be, if you were being bullied, you would tell somebody, and the teachers couldn't really do anything unless they'd seen it with their own eyes, or there was some kind of like a mark on you or something like that. So I think that for high school these days, I imagine based on what my 16-year-old sisters have told me, and the amount of stuff that they've seen and that they've witnessed and that they've gone through, there's not really a lot that can be done because teachers, their hands are tied in the sense of what they can and what they can't do, based on the information that other children give them.
Yeah. So do you think, like, obviously, I mean, fear and peer pressure definitely play a big part in things not being done about it?
Definitely. Everybody the kids that are bullied, I feel there's two groups for me, and this could be this is my opinion, it's not, there's no written law on it. There are the people that are bullied themselves that become bullies, and they're people that are just nasty people that want to feel better about themselves. And I think that there's a fine line that you can fall between, but I think that you're either somebody that's being bullied and you're doing it as a reaction, and there's people that just are really nasty people and it's just in their nature to be that type of person.
Well, definitely. We've got some tools to help stop for those that may be in high school. Well, this is, this is us just generally speaking, of course, if it's something that schools could do. It is important for everyone in the community to work together, obviously, to send a message against bullying. Maybe you can even launch an awareness campaign to make the objectives known, especially in the school, parents and community members, establish a school safety committee and take force to plan, implement and evaluate your school's bullying prevention program. So really, you know, look into it a lot more detail, but there's also a mission statement that they can do.
There's a, you know, you can always create a code of conduct, school-wide rules and a bullying reporting system that will establish, you know, a climate in which the bullying and bullies, it's not acceptable for them to do so, and communicate it widely.
I think that's so important too, communication.
Exactly. It shouldn't be one rule for one person and one rule for another. It should be a whole outline of what to do, and the same process should be followed for each claim, I guess you could put it, of bullying.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, look, and I think it's important that, you know, schools and communities establish a culture of acceptance, tolerance and, you know, respecting each other. So using, you know, any sort of gathering, I suppose in the case of schools, like assemblies and that kind of thing, just to get the message out there that, you know, that we're a community, we work together and, you know, bullying is just not tolerated.
Definitely. I think communication is a big thing, and you can communicate with us on airatjoy.org.au. Call Robert on the front desk at 1300-JOY-949, or you can text us 0427-JOY-949. Let us know if you've had any experience with bullying, whether it be in high school, yourself personally, someone you know. Let us know what experience you have gone through. We are looking at the bullying issue a lot in tonight's show. It is a big issue, as we said before. You know, the numbers, you know, 42% have considered either self-harm or suicide in regards to high school bullying. That's just way too high.
Yeah, and to give you an idea of, like, you know, the effect that bullying has on people, like, for myself right now, I am just absolutely packing it. Like, my heart rate's up, and it's not even the person. It's not even facing up to, you know, this particular person, but it's more so facing up to feelings that I've just wanted to bury away and forget all about for such a long time.
And we're
going
to go into much more detail soon about that. I can't wait to pick your brain about what experiences emotionally, mentally you've gone through, John, because you're not the only one. You're definitely not alone in this.
I'm definitely not alone. And everyone out there, I want to hear messages of support. Give me some encouragement. Of course, Facebook is my preferred medium. So facebook.com/purplespeech.
Get in contact again on airatjoy.org.au. Let us know what you've gone through. Chris, have you experienced high school bullying?
Of course. I was, as everyone knows, I was the fat kid growing up. I was one of the only gay people in my year, I believe. I wasn't openly gay, but I was very feminine, I guess you could say, flamboyant. I was the drama kid, so I was that person. And, you know, if I wasn't getting my head beaten or shoved into a locker, I was getting yelled terrible things crossing the car park. So that stays with you, and it, like, no matter how many times you talk about it, you will still feel, and I feel for you right now, John, because I could only imagine what you're going through, because if I was about to do what you're going to do, I'd be nervous. And because it's not the person that you're speaking with, it's the feeling and the emotion and dragging up that old feeling of what you went through. But just remember, we're here and we've got your back.
Definitely. There are several ways, there are several types of different bullying, different ways that it has been, that can be done. And there are signs that you can look out for as well. If you're listening and your child might be going through bullying, we have some advice and some tips. We're going right into the deep issue of bullying tonight. You are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Coming up next, we'll be speaking to John before speaking to his bully live on the air.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
I was 3 feet from the floor, gasping for air, trying to release my father's hands from my throat. I looked into his eyes and wondered if my feet would ever touch the floor again. Have you ever been hit so hard that it sends your body flying across the room? We all fall to the floor at some point. It's how you pick yourself up. That's the real challenge, isn't it? I've learned that there's light even in the darkest places.
I don't want to die. I know I am lucky to be on this earth. I live with my past tucked away, deep inside of me. It comes out as an explosion and it invades me. I believe in angels. I am blessed by God to tell myself I suffered that much to become who I am today.
You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. It is a bully special show that we're looking at tonight, the issues. And, of course, we are speaking to one of our co-hosts, John P. Wintle. His bully will be joining us live on the phone very soon to discuss everything that he's gone through and the do's and the whys of what happened. John, are you what's your emotional thoughts on what's coming up?
I am having trouble pushing all the right buttons tonight because I'm so nervous.
So just for our listeners, this is the first time that you're going to be speaking to your bully in this kind of contents about what has happened.
Yes. So in the past, like, we have interacted, obviously, but we've never really kind of dealt with.
Have you ever spoken about the issue?
No, never.
So this is the first time that you're going to be speaking it live on air all across Australia.
Yes, it is. So I'm.
Are you excited to see what he has to say about why he bullied you?
So to be honest, I'm not afraid of him as a person. I'm more afraid of digging up, you know, old feelings, and I'm kind of wondering at the moment if it's, you know, would have been better to pack them away and forget about them. But, you know, let's just carry on.
I guess, John, what I want to ask is I want to know what you want to get out of doing this, in the sense of, you know, do you want an apology from him? Do you want to kind of squash the feelings and you know, move on? Or is there something in particular that you want from this?
So I think what I would really want from this is the knowledge that we've broadcast this and got it out into the community, and that it's going to benefit somebody else. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, apology is necessary. It's been such a long time. I don't know.
How long has it been?
So I'm 37 now. So, and we just had our 20th high school reunion, actually.
So 20 years.
Yeah. So it's been longer, 21 years, because the incident happened when I was, in grade 11. So
let's go back to the incident. We are going to be speaking to Gerald later, who is your bully. But let's talk about you first. How were you bullied?
Well, so before Gerald, so let's look at my childhood. So I wasn't always. So when I met Gerald, I lived on the Gold Coast, mm-hmm. and I went to a high school there. But before then, I went to, you know, a couple of different other schools. I was a country kid, so I was kind of a bit different than your usual run of the mill city kid. And when my family got moved into the city, it was like a big culture shock for us. So there were things that were just so odd and foreign to us being country kids that I think that kind of made, you know, me stand out a bit coming into the big city. And that was like when I was in, I would have been about 11 years old. Yeah, so it was a bit of an awkward entry into city life for John P. Wintle. So I did get bullied a little bit going through primary school.
Now, was John, sorry to interrupt, was that just based on you being a country boy that was moving into the city? Or?
Yeah, well, I think so, because when you bully people, I think you focus on the aspects that, you know, that make you different from mm-hmm. everybody else. And I think that, you know, the one thing that was different about me was I was from the country, and mm-hmm. I guess, you know, I did things a little bit different. I was also an effeminate child as mm-hmm. well. So I was quite effeminate when I was a kid.
Yep.
So that could have played into it, I suppose. But yeah, it was so, so scarring. And just in that first, I think bullying, if you allow it, in the first instance to come into your life, it propagates and it gets bigger and bigger and it becomes harder and harder to get out of.
Yeah. Now, bullying can be defined in all of different levels. How did Gerald actually bully you?
Well, it was the worst of the worst kind of bullying, I think. So, So for me, I'd had bad experiences in previous schools I'd been to. I was actually all right in my previous school, so I'd done 3 years of high school, and it was all, to me, that was no problem. Primary school obviously was a different note for me, but I thought, okay, let's go to this Gold Coast school, things are going to be different, this is a great way to start again. And yeah, on day one, my sister, who had repeated high school a few times, she actually introduced me to a couple of people in this high school. And this is where I met Gerald, actually. And it was the bullying. So we kind of met and we were friends. And
so you were actually friends beforehand?
Yeah.
So what changed?
So what changed exactly?
Why did he start bullying you?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know why he bullied you?
Not I don't know what started it. So what happened, it was almost an overnight change from a really great friendship. And it was with Gerald and a couple of other people. So I think it's a good idea not to single him out as being, you know, the only bully.
So there were others.
Yes. Yeah.
So he was the only one that was targeting you.
Yes.
He had a group.
Yes. Okay. And it was all kind of at the same time that it happened. So
we'll ask Gerald a bit this later on, but do you think he was peer pressured into bullying you?
I couldn't say, but okay. Knowing what I know about Gerald now, he's a really nice guy, and it does seem a bit odd.
I think we need to actually point out to our listeners that Gerald is actually now gay.
Yes,
that
is correct.
He's come out as gay, but he wasn't out when he was bullying you, or probably known to be gay at the time.
Well, neither of us were out at the time. So,
okay.
I actually...
Now, sorry to interrupt you again, but was Gerald bullying you because you were gay?
Yes, there were aspects of that. And I was a lot in denial and trying to come to terms with my own feelings.
And potentially maybe he was as well.
Yeah.
Considering that now after high school, he's come out.
And I do wonder if maybe he was doing it to take the focus off himself.
Yeah.
And maybe out of fear, you know, try and protect himself in a way.
How did it make you feel being the target of his bully?
Terrible. So... just imagine it. You've just started at a new school, and you know you've made a nice, decent set of friends, or so you think. And then one day they're not your friends anymore. Like one day it just changes without your awareness, and then it's the other extreme where you literally have to, because of the abuse that you were getting, you just had to hide.
Did you feel alone?
Yes, absolutely. It was awful. Like, I remember the first time that happened, and there were tears, and it was so inappropriate for you know, me in high school. And I suppose, you know, when you want to come and, you know, make a fresh start and enjoy a new high school, the last thing you want is for you to literally fall flat on your face in the first couple of weeks. And that like really happened.
Did you find it difficult? Like, did you tell your parents or teachers about what was going on?
Well, the problem was as well. So, in the background, the motivation that caused me to move to this other high school was that I was having problems with my family at home at the time. So what I needed, or what I had to do, what I was forced to do, was relocate myself from my mother and stepfather's house to my father's house. So it was a little bit of teenage drama, but it was a lot of other very good reasons that I had to leave the situation.
Did Gerald and his friends ever get physical with you, John?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So never it was just physical. Verbal?
It was just verbal.
Did you ever have suicidal thoughts?
Well, I didn't actually think I was going to bring this up, but yes, I actually attempted when I was in my senior year. It was just all too much for me, and I did have a bit of a breakdown.
And what got you through that, or what changed for you?
I think it was a bit of a reality check on myself, and I kind of picked myself up out of my situation, and mm-hmm. I said, "This is just not you. You're too." You're too good to let, you know, the opinions of others affect you to the point where you want to, you know, harm yourself.
You are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. We are speaking to John prior to speaking to his bully Gerald live on the air, who will be joining us next on the phone. John, we're talking to you about a bit of the background story before we speak to Gerald himself.
Yep.
So having gone through all of this, did you ever confront Gerald yourself, or his, I would use the word gang here, in regards to what was going on, or did you just suppress it all?
Never. I've never, because I've never confronted Gerald because, and I never really understood this until a couple of days ago. So as a part of the reunion that we recently had, some videos were released of me at high school. So I got to basically objectively look at myself on a video I hadn't seen in 20 years to observe what I was like as a person at the time. And the thing that really surprised me, and which is different to me today, is that back in the day, I was a very passive, meek, quiet person, and I wasn't really into confrontation at
the time. That's interesting. Having you known you now for the last 2 to 3 years, I wouldn't even pick you as a quiet person.
And I was so quiet. Like the videos is just me standing there, just lost in thought in some of the videos that I've seen, and others I'm just don't want to say much or shy of the video camera.
I've got two questions here for you, John. First question, since leaving high school, and obviously you talked about the 20-year high school reunion, was there any communication with Gerald before the 20-year reunion? And if so, what did you speak to him then?
Yes. So there was, we did, Gerald did attempt to make contact with me on a, like a reunion internet site. And I had such a vile reaction to it. Like, I was ashamed of myself because Gerald was trying to extend an olive branch, and just my reaction was just putrid. It was disgusting. I was really ashamed of myself. And what I basically did was I let out some emotions that had been sitting there festering for years. So, we did make contact. And then again on Facebook, we did kind of meet up with each other again.
And then, so how was the 20-year reunion? Did you see him there?
I didn't go to the 20-year
reunion. Oh, you didn't go? Was that because of him?
No, it was more because I felt that if I went to this 20-year reunion, it would be... I didn't want to be like a show off, if you know what I mean. Like I didn't want to, like, I don't normally hang out with these people and I don't really feel like I have much in common with them. So I felt by going and showing my fabulous life and all of that, it would just be just stupid and a bit wanky. So I thought, no, I just give it a miss.
Okay.
It's weird.
Second question is, did Gerald at all affect your coming out?
So the coming out that happened, so my first sexual experience was about a year after this bullying experience, and then I was still stuck in the closet for a couple of years after that. So I wouldn't, it's really hard to say, because my coming out was an odd, it happened in a really odd way where I started going to one of those support groups, which was called, in Brisbane, it was called Toehold. I just found that I don't think it held me up, really.
Okay.
I don't think the bullying was, like, kept me in the closet. I don't think.
Well, coming up next, we'll be speaking to Gerald live on the phone. We're going to get all the information that you're all dying to know. Why was John a target? Why did the bully happen? Stay tuned in. You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Dolly Diamond. Joy 94.9. It's my ninth favourite radio station.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is our Bully Special. We're looking at the issue tonight. And joining us live on the phone is John P. Wintle's, ex-bully himself, Gerald. Gerald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to jump straight into it. Why was John a target for you during high school?
I guess because just his personality.
Yeah? What was it about his personality?
Well, for me, he was an easy target in order for me to fit in with the crowd, with the group, so to say.
Yeah.
And, that's pretty much...
So when you say to fit in, is that to be popular?
To fit in. To be popular, to fit in, to feel like I'm part of something.
Okay. Now, John mentioned before that there was a group of you, like there was a couple of friends that were picking on him. Were you peer pressured into bullying John at all?
Well, it was pretty much, to an extent. But again, I wanted to fit in, and so I followed along pretty much what other people were doing.
Did you ever fit in?
Sorry?
Did you end up ever fitting in?
Yes and no, because I've had my own problems at the time that I was going through. So I was looking for any kind of place where I could like feel that I was like on top of things and not
to be respected or
left out.
Okay,
accepted. Yeah.
Were you bullied yourself?
Yes, I was.
And can you explain how you were bullied?
Yes. Well, I grew up pretty much. I went to 8 different primary schools before I went to high school, to 2 different high schools, and the last high school was the high school where John and I went to. And I was a very shy boy, because every time I'd make friends with someone, I'd move to another school and then move to another school and start all over again. Moving from Sydney, like from the western suburbs of Sydney, where it's very multicultural, to the Gold Coast, up here in Queensland, it was a big move for not just myself, but for the family per se. And my friends in primary school, my last year of primary school I spent here on the Gold Coast, and my friends would play bull rush with me, and I was the one that was always hit.
What's bull rush?
Bull rush is when you run around and people have to chase you, kind of thing.
Okay,
and, yeah.
It's like Tiggy?
Kind of.
It's like Tiggy, but, you know, you throw the ball and you have to try and find the person and throw the ball, and then that person would be hit.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Yeah. So, being olive complexion and moving up from Sydney to the Gold Coast and stuff, we went to the beach a lot and all that, and my skin was really dark. So, and I was really shy at the same time. And my friends started calling me nigger, Nigerian, and I was the one that they would wait for before school started to throw rocks at and call, hey nigger, hey Nigerian, and start throwing pellets and rocks and stuff. And because I was a fast runner, I'll just try to, you know, dodge it and all that and run around the oval. And that was basically my morning
routine, basically.
That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. And that happened pretty much for half a year. I would come home crying and thinking of, you know, how to kill my friends and all that. My mum would say to me, well, what's the matter with you? And I said, oh, look, this is happening and all that.
So just to interrupt you there, after having gone through that, why bully John?
Well, I felt that this is my time for me to be accepted. This is my time for me to have, you know, to spin the coin around. So to speak.
Bit of, like, personal payback for yourself?
In a way, but I knew that John was an easy target in high school, and I knew that I was in a group now where I felt that I was becoming like part of the team.
Yep.
So, alongside with the peer pressure, I found it quite easy to pick on someone like John.
Now, you and John were actually friends beforehand.
Sorry?
You and John were friends beforehand.
We were...
You'd known each other?
Yeah, we'd known each other. We'd hang out in front of the school library.
So how did that make you feel, having known him and then actually start bullying him?
It made me feel quite mixed in terms of, I know how this feels because it's happened to me. but it's now or never. Like, I'm, like, going through my adolescent years, you know, becoming popular, I'm dating a girl, and then I'm dating another girl from the group, and I have to keep up with, you know, what everyone else is up to, and so I felt that it was part of, you know, what you had to do at the time.
I think I get that too, Gerald. It was like I understand in terms that, you know, your thinking probably at the time was it's either me or him. So it was That's almost right. like and a self-defense.
Exactly. And I didn't want to happen what I have experienced in the past, where it was like me, I was targeted as, because as soon as someone would call me black or called me nigger or called me anything, I would shut down and I would not have anything to say back. So people immediately took advantage of that, and they knew that was the trigger for me to, like, become introvert, and it was their trigger then for them to say, oh yeah, well, we can pick on this guy because this guy is going to take everything that we throw at him, so let's do it.
Now, so, since then, you have come out yourself as gay.
Yeah.
Did you know at the time when, I suppose, you were picking on John that you were gay then?
I knew that I was either bi or gay.
Okay.
And from an early age as well, mind you. But I was still...
Was that a struggle that maybe you were going through at the time yourself?
Yes, yes. And also from a strict Roman Catholic background, it was a really taboo. Like, it was something that my parents, you know, would... That would be the last thing that they would want for their son to become, you know. So it was a real internal conflict that I had at the time. And I suppose that made it easier for me to pick on John because of that.
Yeah. Since leaving high school and since coming out and obviously accepting it yourself, do you have any regrets?
Of course I do. Of course. I mean, no one deserves to be bullied at all. Knowing how I felt when I was bullied and how I had to dodge rocks and I had to, you know, put up with kids barking out jokes in the middle of the classroom and even the teacher laughing along with them, I felt that, yeah, well, okay, it was my time now to be able to stand up for myself or to be able to be accepted one way or another.
For any of our listeners who potentially may be experiencing bullying or bullying themselves, what advice could you give to someone who may be something to a situation that you've gone through?
Okay. I think my first advice would be there are no winners in bullying, like either you being the bully or you being bullied. There's absolutely no winners. There's no good outcome from it. All you do is you spread hatred. All you do is... you end up saying stupid things that later in life you honestly regret. You think about it and you think, wow, was I really like this? And, you know, why did I ever even consider doing that, you know? Because I don't consider myself that person that I was for that moment in time. And I would suggest that to anyone to really, you know, think about what you say before you say it, because simple things will stick to other people and it might give them a psychological problem, conflicts or anything, and it may go for many years after the bullying has occurred.
Definitely. It's just not worth it, is it?
Not at all. Not at all.
Gerald, thank you so much.
Sure.
No, what were you going to say?
I just think about it, treat others as you'd like to be treated yourself, and I would not, you know, would not go back to that at all with hindsight and experience that I have now. And looking back to the past, I can see that there's no winners, and it's just something that's got to be abolished. I mean, and education and programs like this really opens up the dialogue and conversation to all to really, you know, get get to, you know, everyone's different. No one's the same. So we all have our pros, our cons. We all have our different personalities. But that shouldn't be an excuse for you to dump all of your negative energy onto someone else just to get a moment of reprise or a moment of like, oh, yeah, everyone thinks you're cool.
Yeah, exactly. John, you got anything to say quickly while we've got Gerald live on the air?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much. So, Gerald, you missed out on a part of the interview where I mentioned that what I wanted out of this interview this evening was to educate our listeners in, you know, in our particular story, so that we might, you know, maybe things didn't turn out so great for us for a little while, but maybe this can help people today in
That's
how
right.
to deal with their bullies.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the more this is spoken about, the more people will realize and think twice before they say or do things that you may regret in the future.
Definitely. Gerald, we are out of time, but thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We do really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Our pleasure. You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Dolly Diamond, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. It's the only radio station that'll have me.
And you are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Such a great show. We did speak to Gerald earlier. John, who was your high school bully?
Yeah, and do you know what? I feel so much better now. I actually feel great about it. So
yeah, having gotten that off that chest.
Yep, yep.
We have gotten an email. Mystery person, again. Thank you, John, and thank you, Joy. Such a great show.
Oh.
Make sure when you do email us to us on air at joy.org.au, let us know who you are so we can give you a shout out on air. Of course, you can call us at 1300-JOY-949, talk to Robert, or text us 0427-JOY-949. All the details are on the Joy website, of course, at joy.org.au. We are looking at the bullying issue. We spoke to Gerald, as I mentioned, your high school bully, John. How do you feel? It's done now. It's all of Australia now know your story.
I feel actually cleansed. Like, I've just had a good clean out of my mind. So, I'm still like a bit, like my heart rate's up and my
Chris, what are your
face
thoughts?
Is a bit red. But
I have a lot of thoughts swinging around in my head right now. I think it was one of those shows that was a little bit more confronting than what I was anticipating.
Did you, from obviously being here in the studio and listening, did you feel like you got something out of tonight like our listeners might?
I definitely feel I got something out of it. I guess for me, being the critical person that I am, I always question somebody's intentions. I always question somebody's motives behind things, and, you know, their truth. And I guess that's a trait of mine that I'm quite proud of. I think.
So you're questioning Gerald's motives?
I think I personally believe that an apology, that you should never underestimate the words "I'm sorry." Now, I'm not sure if that's happened off air or anything like that, but for me personally, if I was in your position, John, the words "I'm sorry" never go astray to anybody. So I think that I'm so glad that he came on air and, you know, he and you guys got to discuss your story. I feel for me personally, there was something there that I didn't get. You know, I didn't get closure for me, and I mean, I wasn't even my story to tell. But that's just my thoughts.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be. Tonight wasn't a magic bullet.
Yeah.
For the issue, I think, you know, a lot more conversations, you know, need to happen with Gerald and I. And you know what? I actually, you know, could see him as a friend.
Just quickly, John, off air, has he apologized?
He has. Yes.
Has he said the words "I'm sorry"?
Yes.
He has.
Yes. But not, and I pause because he hasn't said it like on the phone or in person. It's been in a like online message.
Okay. Okay. But that's a start.
That's a start. I mean, my thing with that is I believe that those words "I'm sorry" are something very, very powerful because it's somebody admitting that they did the wrong thing and that they're sorry about it. So
and I think as Gerald did say on it, he did mention about how regretful he is for doing it and how, as you said, John, it was a bit of a self-defense tactic.
Well, also
because
that
he was previously bullied.
The realization that he, you know, he became the you know, he took on that role of that he despised in his earlier childhood.
I think that's there's nothing worse than becoming being bullied.
Hate.
Yeah.
That's the thing for me. I mean, I guess that's why I'm probably sound terrible right now. But for me, being bullied myself, I could never imagine bullying somebody else and make them feel the way that I was made feel being bullied. So that's, for me, is just, I can't comprehend that. At all.
So, Chris, when I was a child, we discussed very meek and mild, and confrontations were not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were bullied, were you more confrontational?
No, I was never confrontational. I wouldn't say anything. My family members, like my cousin or my cousin's friends, would get involved. I wouldn't say anything. What I mean by that, is, you know, I couldn't imagine, like, for you, for example, you were being bullied. Could you ever imagine making somebody else feel the way that he made you feel?
Yeah, never.
That, to me, I can't comprehend that myself, because I know how terrible I felt, so I would never want to, you know, give that to somebody else.
But I think, also, to just interrupt as well, I think, as he did also mention, there was a lot of peer pressure involved, and I think he was almost still bullied presently when bullying you through peer pressure. And I think these are all the issues that are currently happening in high schools. You know, bullying isn't just a black and white situation. Bullies themselves are being bullied to bully.
Yes. And it's also not that black and white either. Like, so bullies can be direct victims. So it's not that they get bullied to get bullied, but in Gerald's case as well, he got bullied before, and I didn't even know that, but he got bullied before we even met. So that,
and like, you didn't know that, you just said,
yeah, that behavior that happened when he was younger, that all that experience actually created, it rippled, I guess, into my life. And I'm sure there is a movie that I've seen where, like, I think it actually is Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, where they do talk about, like, you know,
I'm there's sure always there's someone many,
bullying
yeah.
someone, and people are like, it's got a big flow on effect. And I think that that's actually got, you know, a large aspect of truth to it.
I think the truth here, at the end of the day, this is an ongoing issue. I mean, we were all bullied in high school. We've all went through high school in different periods. You know, I've graduated high school 10 years ago. You, John, 20 years ago. It's still happening today, 20 years later.
And it's worse these and days, because getting... now, back when I was at school, it wasn't...
Two years ago.
Yeah. you've now got social media, and you have Facebook, and it doesn't stop when you leave school like it used to. It continues while you're at home, because you get Facebook messages. And I've seen some of the nasty things that my sisters have had to deal with at school through social media. And it's not nice. And then you have things like Snapchat. And you have a kid has a phone, for example. And if it's a smartphone and somebody steals that, they've got access to pretty much everything, every photo, every text message. And unfortunately, there's no second guessing it. They will post it. They will try and bring somebody down, and nothing gets done about it. And it just makes me really angry, because at the end of the day, you know, if you're being bullied, who do you turn to? Because the teacher's hands are tied. There's certain things that they can do, and certain things that they can't do. Your parents, you know, you can't go anywhere near another child that's bullying your child for fear of what that child may say. So it's one of those topics that, you know, where do you draw the line where enough is enough?
Exactly. We are going to look at this throughout the series of Purple Speech. This is just the beginning. It is a strong topic here. We all have strong opinions on it. Of course, you can always talk to a trained counsellor at Lifeline on 13 11 14. If you're experiencing bullying, it can be stopped, and you can. There is help out there available. Wrap up next week is our 20th show here at Purple Speech. So we've got a little 20-week celebration. Bit of a lighthearted thing after this week's show. We need a bit of a lighthearted. But in 2 weeks' time, it is Joy's 21st birthday week. And of course, here at Purple Speech, it will be our 21st week live on air in the new season of 2014. So we are celebrating all things birthday. A little bit of an Aria week special show for you. We can't reveal too much exactly, but like in true Purple Speech form, we have a few tricks up our sleeve. We do hope you've gained something from tonight's show. You can reach out to us on Facebook at Purple Speech, facebook.com/ Purple Speech. And you can call Lifeline 13 11 14. We will be talking about this bullying issue over the next coming weeks. Remember, you are not alone, guys. Thank you for tonight. And John, thank you.
Oh my God. I feel like I've just Gerald exposed for talking to us. A big bit of myself. It was so hard, but so good. I feel so much better.
Until next week, be kind to one another. You're listening to Purple Speech on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.